The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Oh, goody. The murderers are here. What the hell are you doing?
We brought dip.
Oma, be nice. I invited them.
We came to pay our respects.
With a screw top? What happened? You couldn't find a box?
We want to help find Bunny's killer. Her death was tragic and one of the worst days of my life. And that's actually saying something.
Right. Because it's all about you, millennials.
Host of Screen Time, John Fardy. Good morning.
Hello, Jonathan. Busy morning that was, for you?
Yeah, ever so slightly, but we can relax now with a good box set.
I'll juggle for a while.
This was from Only Murders in the Building. Is it Only Murders? That's it.
Only Murders in the Building. Now streaming on Disney Plus. I think this might be the first time I've done a show that's still actually evolving because this is brilliant. There was a season last year. It was one first season. And now the second one, less than a year later, is now on Disney Plus.
Controversially, season two following season one.
Very controversially. And it's now, I think episode 3 landed this week. I've seen the first 6 because obviously I'm an incredibly important man and I get these things in advance. But this is brilliant for all sorts of reasons. The elevator pitch, I suppose, is you have Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez all living in one of these upper West Side fancy apartment buildings, the Arcona. And they're kind of lonely in their own lives. Steve Martin's character is a TV actor who was big in a cop show in the 70s and 80s. Martin Short is this kind of musician on Broadway who's kind of fallen on hard times. And Selena Gomez is kind of, she's inherited this apartment and she's a little lonely for various reasons that emerge. And they're big fans of true crime podcasts. And then within the building, a murder happens and they begin to investigate the murder and also create their own true crime podcast. Now, the first season was great because, you know, it sounds like a strange thing to say. There's a grisly murder at the heart of this, yet the show is very cozy because what you have is these three disparate characters coming together very entertainingly, very funnily, also occasionally with a bit of heart, but there's also brilliant whodunit moments in it. So in a way, this reminds me of kind of like a Steve Martin movie from the late 80s or early 90s, and yet it's incredibly modern and hip, if I'm not too old to use that phrase.
You are too old to say that, but we get what you're trying to say. Talk us through the premise of this, then. Where does the comedy come in? Because it's a bit dark.
It's incredibly dark, but the comedy comes in because in Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez, you have three great comic actors. And what you also have is within this building, and it's a massive one, you have all these intriguing different characters. And it seems to paint a vision of America that anyone living in an apartment seems to be kind of lonely, certainly in New York. Let me give you an example of why it's so funny. I would say the chief reason is Martin Short, right? Now, there's a lot of famous cameos. In the first season, Sting was playing himself living in the building. And at one point, they actually think he's a suspect in this murder. So take a listen to this.
Do you want me to leave?
No, I want to solve this murder, so catch me up.
All right. Sting is on the run. I heard from Ursula. He has moved his rainforest tour up and is leaving in 2 days. Suspicious. Also, he's renovating his apartment when he's gone because apparently he wants a fresh start. I bet he does, right? Anyway, Mabel has plans in the afternoon, so that only leaves tomorrow morning. And, you know, at 20 minutes a pound.
So we're going to bring Sting a morning turkey?
Yeah, I know, it's weird. But I figure if we also brought coffee.
And they knock on Sting's door with a turkey. It's wonderful.
The second season, don't spoil it now, because you have a tendency to ruin the first season if I haven't seen it. So tell me about the second season without ruining the first.
Hang on a second. Do you want me to do a Stanley Johnson now, do you? You're insulting me here. Oh, I see that. I've been listening all week, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Yes, no problem. No, I won't spoil it. But here's the thing about season two, right? And this isn't a spoiler. like, it's ridiculous. How can there be so many murders in the building? But there was a murder in the first season, and then at the end of season one, there was a murder, and that's what's going into season two. But what I really like about season two is that the whodunit nature of it is brilliant. Basically, the woman who is in charge of the building is found dead at the end of season two, and one of the podcasters is a serious suspect in all of this. And it's kind of like a very funny Agatha Christie. Like, the plotting in this is absolutely brilliant. Another great element I have to mention is the podcast fandom. So when they make this podcast, Only Murders in the Building, in the first season, they get these uber fans. And in season two, you now have these fans outside the building following them around. You also have brilliant cameos. You can tell a show is gaining a lot of traction when some of the coolest people want to be part of it. And in this season, Amy Schumer is back, or she's in it, playing herself, and she wants to buy the rights of the podcast to turn it into a TV show. And her interactions with Martin Short are absolutely hilarious. You also have Tina Fey playing a rival podcaster, and it's so brilliantly written. And it's almost like, for the second season, Disney Plus didn't quite realise what a hit they had on their hands, and they've really given it a serious script edit, because it's incredibly tight. And, you know, it does have that, oh God, I can't believe I have to wait another week. And it tends to be a sign of a good show. Yeah. And even with six, I don't think I've been sent the next few. Well, I don't know. I'd have to ask Disney, but not for a week or two. And my wife keeps asking me, have you gotten those yet? Have you gotten those yet?
Well, and she is a woman of impeccable taste, I have to say. Well, listen, so that's a good sign.
We know that. Yeah.
Can I? So that's on Disney Plus right now. Can I recommend one for you, John? I know it's unusual to recommend to the king.
Have you seen
First Lady on Paramount Plus yet?
No, and I've heard it's great.
It's absolutely brilliant. Viola Davis, Michelle Pfeiffer, Gillian Anderson, three first ladies, Michelle Obama, Betty Ford and Eleanor Roosevelt. Like that, it's kind of coming out in bits and pieces. It's really, really good, I have to say.
Well, there's a brilliant segue, because I last year interviewed Viola Davis on Screen Time, and I was just going to tell you quickly before you wrapped me that this week on Screen Time, thank you for your recommendation, but Kyle Richards of The Housewives of Beverly Hills is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on Screen Time. I just had to get that in there. If that was
amazing.
All right.
You never plug your show, John. It's unusual that you've brought me to that point. But Screen Time is on when?
It's on Saturdays at 6 p.m. live on the radio, because you never miss it, but available as a podcast from Friday at 5 o'clock.
Better than any podcast about a murder. John Fardy, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.